Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Well, University of Otago mental health experts are upset another government has missed an opportunity to curb excessive drinking and reduce harm by taking a recommendation from the recent inquiry into mental health and addiction off the agenda. Here to tell us more about that is Professor Doug Salmon on the line. Doug, thanks for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
Good morning, Jeff.
Doug, you say that the recent report of the Inquiry into Mental Health and Addiction was the fourth government-initiated report in the past decade that's recommended stronger regulation of alcohol. Remind us a bit about the history of those reports and recommendations.
Well, there have been reports going back earlier than 2010, but in 2010 was the Law Commission's report advising the government on stronger regulations around the sale and supply of alcohol. And that was followed by a ministerial forum on alcohol advertising and sponsorship and a Ministry of Justice work on alcohol pricing. All of those three were advising the government, the National Lead Coalition governments at the time, to do stronger regulation on alcohol. And this was ignored. But now we have a left-leaning Labor government having undertaken a major mental health and addiction review in New Zealand, one of the recommendations of which was for stronger regulations on alcohol once again. And the government has ignored this recommendation.
So what was So what was that key recommendation in this report?
The key recommendation, in fact, was to take note of the three previous reports that had that were calling for strong regulation, particularly in terms of marketing, pricing, and accessibility of alcohol. In other words, to dismantle the marketing, to increase the price, and to decrease the accessibility of the sale of alcohol through hours and venues.
Okay, and the government's response has been what?
Well, there were 40 recommendations of the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry. The government has said that they will accept or at least consider 38 of them, and one of the two that they are ignoring is this one.
You and your colleagues are speaking out on this in the latest issue of the New Zealand Medical Journal out today. Tell us which other colleagues have put their names to this.
The other colleagues are two close colleagues of mine in the National Addiction Centre, Associate Professor Simon Adamson, who in fact is now the Director of the National Addiction Centre, and another close colleague, Dr. James Folds. And then two other colleagues, psychiatrist colleagues in the Department of Psychological Medicine, Dr. Ben Beaglehole, and most importantly, Professor Roger Mulder, who has previously been the head of our department and is a very senior academic in psychiatry in New Zealand, Australasia, and has really quite an international reputation as well.
And collectively, you all point to the evidence that alcohol is the drug doing most damage to New Zealanders' mental health and well-being.
That's undoubtedly true. There is immense social costs from alcohol. It's about $7.85 billion. But what's extraordinary about alcohol in relation to this government is that this government has made well-being a major focus of their work. And if there's one thing that the government could easily do to improve the well-being of New Zealanders and decrease suffering and misery, is to do something about alcohol. Alcohol has a direct impact on clinical depression, a number of anxiety states, and it's implicated in about a third of suicides. That's alongside the mental health and well-being issues associated with all the injury, including injury on the road associated with alcohol, and family violence, which again is another major focus for this government, and which alcohol plays a major part in New Zealand life.
You care to offer a view on why this has once again been sidelined?
Well, it is speculation, but when you've got strong science, and we also know through scientific surveys of the population that the majority of the silent majority of New Zealand, around about three quarters, want or at least would be happy with going along with stronger regulation. So you've got public support, scientific backing in what we think is a democracy of the people, and governments, both left and right, are unable to take up these recommendations. So we think there must be influence in behind the scenes by big money that, follow the money, I think, is really quite a good guide to working out why things don't happen. There are vested interests in New Zealand making a huge amount of money from alcohol, and these are the vested interests that would be curbed if New Zealanders drank a little less alcohol.
So what measures do you believe are necessary and, I guess most importantly, most readily achievable?
The big three that are talked about internationally, including the World Health Organization, are those three that I mentioned before. Dismantling the marketing of alcohol, as was done with tobacco, increasing the price of alcohol through excise taxing and minimum pricing. This was also done with tobacco, and decreasing the accessibility through more restricted hours of purchase, in particular of alcohol. These three measures, if brought in some sort of rigorous way, could halve the harm from alcohol. We're always going to have harm from alcohol, we definitely don't want it prohibited, because that'll create a whole lot of new harms, which we're experiencing obviously with cannabis at the current time, and we don't want to go there. We just want stronger regulation to decrease the immense harm that's currently existing with alcohol.
Just finally, Professor Salmon, by speaking out on this as a group of psychiatrists and psychologists from the Department of Psychological Medicine here at the University of Otago, based in Christchurch, what do you hope will be the consequence of speaking out and for the publication of your editorial in the New Zealand Medical Journal today?
We first of all just see it as our job. This is our job to do. And we are hoping that we're just contributing to further public pressure on governments to help them understand that the people of New Zealand actually want a change in alcohol. We don't want it prohibited, but we want stronger regulation on the sale and supply. And we're actually very hopeful that sense will prevail sooner or later, and the government will do with alcohol what that very brave government did 30 years ago around tobacco. And in fact, what this government has done in terms of guns, it was quite remarkable how the government got it together and brought in stronger regulation around guns. And we're going to be a better country for that. But, of course, our focus at this time is on alcohol.
Professor Doug Salmon, thanks so much for taking some time to join us on the Awesome Morning Show today.
It's a pleasure, Jeff. All the best.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.